Jennifer Jenkins with the IRS says several tax deductions and credits received a two-year extension during the latest so-called fiscal cliff deal. Among those are the state and local sales tax itemized deduction for Schedule A filers and a teacher educator expense deduction.
Teachers who are paying money out of their own pocket to buy supplies and such for their classrooms, if they have receipts to back up this expense, they can put in a claim that would be worth up to $250 to them to reduce their tax liability.
The home energy tax credit is also available for people who invested in new energy-saving appliances like refrigerators or stoves. Jenkins says other energy-efficient improvements like installing insulation or new windows for your home will also qualify you for this credit.
This is a lifetime $500 credit. So if someone has used this credit and maxed it out in a previous filing season, earlier tax years, they've used up their maximum lifetime credit. But if they haven't used up to the $500 credit, they should look into writing off part of their expenses for their 2012 federal income tax.
The Earned Income Tax Credit, introduced in 1975, was designed as a work incentive credit for people working close to minimum wage. The credit maxes out at close to $6,000, but the average credit taxpayers receive is about $2,100. In 2011, the IRS says in Greene County, more than 11,000 residents claimed the credit and got back about $24 million in federal funds. In the more heavier populated Montgomery County, 48,000 residents received back more than $113 million. The IRS began processing tax returns yesterday and say the average turnaround time for returns should be about 21 days. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.